This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The American mountaineer who died in the Himalayas this week was from Colorado. Hillary Nelson was skiing down the world's eighth highest peak in Nepal when she fell off the mountain. In a 2018 interview with CPR News, Nelson said, "We all need a little fear in our lives.
If you don't have it, then you're not really overcoming anything, right? So yes, I definitely get afraid and I have fear a lot. And really it's about managing it and knowing how far I can push myself before that fear spills over into panic."
Hillary Nelson was 49. Climate change is threatening pikas who live at Colorado's highest altitudes. Now scientists want hikers to help them understand if the rabbit relative can survive in their alpine habitats. Megan Mueller leads the conservation group Rocky Mountain Wild. It helped develop a new phone app for people on trails to help collect data.
And so every summer, thousands of hikers see pikas dashing around. And there's now a really simple way for people to record their pika sightings and share their observations with scientists.
The Pika Patrol app teaches users how to observe pikas and lets them submit data on sightings. It's available in the Apple and Google Play app stores. Aspen Film is buying its longtime home. It will purchase the Isis Theater after leasing the space from the city since 2007. The group made the announcement during its 43rd annual Film Fest this week. The theater has four screens and will be run by a commercial theater operator that does business in five states. Colorado Red Cross volunteers are in Florida, helping with the effects of Hurricane Ian. The Red Cross says more volunteers are on standby and could head to Florida when the storm passes. Colorado weather turning cooler for the end of the week, with rain possible through this afternoon. Then more rain and those cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.